This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Some Capital One credit card holders are waking up to find their borrowing limits have been cut. The move could be the beginning of a wave of tightening in the consumer credit industry, connected to the fall in government aid for unemployed Americans. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more live. Hi, Nova.
Good morning.
So I understand some Capital One customers are complaining on social media. What are they saying?
Right. I've been tracking some of these posts. One customer on Twitter said their credit line was cut for the first time in 30 years. Another claimed they had an exceptional credit score, but Capital One cut their limit anyway. It's not clear how many customers are affected because I have a Capital One card, Sabri, and my limit hasn't changed, at least not yet. We reached out to Capital One, and the company said in a statement that it periodically reviews accounts, and in this case, decisions were made based on customers' account activity over the last year.
How is this connected to unemployment benefits?
Well, some in the credit card industry have been warning about the expiration of those $600 a week in additional unemployment aid and of forbearance programs ending. They're concerned people could start tapping credit to make ends meet and then not be able to pay the debt back. This did happen during the Great Recession. It happened to me, I should say. I was laid off, and then as the economy worsened, my credit card started cutting limits. So it can be a vicious cycle.
Is Capital One the only company doing this at this point, cutting limits, or are there others yet?
Yeah, there are others. In fact, there have been reports of this happening as early as April, but Capital One is one of the biggest credit card issuers in the country, Sabri, so this could be the start of things to come on a bigger scale.
Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.